Julia Reichert is a name you might recognize from just a few weeks ago. At the Academy Awards, she won an Oscar for her documentary American Factory. She has been being featured over at the Walker Center for the Arts with her documentaries over her career, and she's going to be in town actually coming up here on Saturday on Leap Day, the 29th at 8 p.m., a dialogue with her and Eric Hines. She is kind enough to join us today to talk about her documentaries as well as her career. Julia, first of all, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, Matt, no, I'm happy to do it. And by the way, I'm going to be coming in on Friday for a couple things. One is a little sort of a performance piece that I do that's kind of my origin story. And we're also going to show my very first film, which is called Growing Up Female, which was shot in 1970. So it's really a window into what life was like just before the women's movement started.
And your career, and I'll get back to that if I can. I have to start off with this. Congratulations, you got an Oscar.
I know. It was amazing. We got actually two. My partner Steve and I each got one.
Yeah.
And they're very pretty, and they're very heavy, and they are actually gold-plated.
Wonderful. And that is that is an experience that so few people ever get to have. I imagine when they called your name, just you know, all the interviews you do, it is so amazing, the fact that obviously you have done something here where within that given year it was recognized as the best documentary done that year.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It is amazing. But I will say, when they called our name, my main focus was on not tripping over my dress on the way up the stairs and on getting to that microphone and giving this short speech that I had memorized and wanted to get those words out. Workers of the world unite. Things will get better when workers of the world unite. And I knew I was going to say that, and I just had to get it right and say it in a very, you know, passionate way, or let's say, you know, emotionally grounded way.
I watched an interview that you did, I think it was in the mid 80s, where you said good documentary subjects come across your desk so rarely. You know, it's I think sometimes when you a person thinks about a documentary, of course you have like a murder case. Oh yeah, well, of course there's the obvious things like that, but your movies are, you find storylines which I think most people would never see there, but you're able to create them and get them onto film to where it creates such a lush and vibrant story about the topic that you're addressing.
I know. A lot of documentaries are about, you know, celebrities, murders, governmental leaders, that sort of stuff. But, you know, I guess I'm a working class kid myself, and I live in the Midwest. I live in Ohio, and I really love to tell stories from the communities right around me. And I don't believe we hear enough of those kind of stories. I don't know how you feel up there in Minnesota, but it may be similar, that the things that are evolving right around us, you know, in recent years, you know, the closing of a lot of our plants, right, the deindustrialization, and now the coming of a Chinese owner to a plant that used to be a General Motors plant in our hometown. Those are things that are, you wouldn't tell that story in New York City or Los Angeles because it's happening here in the Midwest. You know, a lot of the important things that are going on that matter in this country are happening in the Midwest, but there aren't very many of us filmmakers out here, right? I mean, you're a journalist, you know what I'm talking about.
I will say, I think that there is a reluctance. I mean, I don't consider myself a journalist. I'm more of a trained chimp. But at the same time, when you look at the stories that get told, that you know, it is, because I've watched in my career. I started in the armed forces military in the radio in early 1990s, and I've watched as the entire journalism sector has been gutted. And I remember lusher stories and documentaries and 10-minute long news segments about a more in-depth issue. And today it's more, It's either, you know, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, or it's, we'll get to the stock market falling 1,100 points today, but first, a story about a puppy dog. And, you know, and so it's – there's – the storytellers that are out there, I think that it's hard because the stories are still there. I think you're exactly right. It's just they are getting ignored because the local level where those people were able to get those stories told, that just doesn't exist anymore. That structure just doesn't exist.
Well, you know, if you think about it, in recent years, how many newspapers, daily newspapers, have we lost?
Yeah.
With all those investigative reporters who used to get – their job was to go out and do long-term stories where they could spend a few days or a week on a story. You know, we've lost – we're losing that sort of reporting, that sort of in-depth journalism, exactly as you're saying. For like the ripped from the headlines, like this just happened, and these cute little stories. That's where I think filmmakers, documentary filmmakers, who tend to like stick with a story for years, like our new film we're going to show at the Walker, American Factory, we were 3 years filming that film. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the work that I'm showing at the Walker is the result of, you know, years of work and thinking and teamwork and really in-depth probing and thinking. And you're right, that is, it's journalism has been gutted, and I think documentary filmmakers are trying their best to fill that gap in. And thank gosh for the Walker, because they tend to show that kind of work.
Absolutely.
I'm very indebted to them for showing all of my work over all these 50 years. Amazing.
And you've got the Wex out there in Ohio that does a great job with this stuff too.
The Wex Center,
growing up female, that first film you did, I mean, here's where I'm going to go back at you a little bit. You're right. I mean, there's stories that need to be told, but it takes a specific eye to be able to see a story like that. Pre, you know, women's movement, you know, the change that started happening in the 1970s, which we're still trying to work through today. Talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about that, because I mean, that really must have, that was a real progressive film topic for the time that you put that film out in 1970.
It was very eye-opening. Growing up female, you know, was very eye-opening for women. You know, it was my college senior project. I was, 22, 23 years old when I made it. And it's all shot in the Midwest. It really came out of my own experience, which so much of the women's movement is about the idea that the personal is political, right? That things that happen in the bedroom, in the office, in the kitchen, those personal things really are, if you look at them globally, when I say globally, I mean in the United States, globally for all women, you know, we all experience this kind of second-class status, second-class citizenship, self-doubt, even self-hatred. And I wanted to make a film with very little money. I have no knowledge of making films, really. I wanted to make a film that showed what the lives and self-reflections of women were like at that point in history. And again, I had come out of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in one of those very early women's consciousness-raising groups where I sort of just began, the scales started falling from my eyes and other women. But it was just at the beginning. So growing up female is really an interesting thing for, like, moms to bring their daughters to or grandmas to bring their grandchildren to, because it's really a window into what life was like just before we had the women's movement. And I'm glad that they're going to show that. And also just before that, I'm going to show, again, this little my own coming-of-age story, which is a live performance. So that's kind of fun, and it leads up to Growing Up Female. I'm very thrilled that the Walker is going to show it. And I'm bringing the Oscar, by the way.
I
decided I was going to bring it up there. Oh, yeah.
Good for
you. We'll show it to people.
Good for you. The fact that movie still resonates today tells you everything you need to know about the quality of film that we're talking here. Julia Reichert, now it sounds like, once again, Friday and Saturday are going to be over at the Walker?
Yes, Friday evening, I'm doing the performance piece. It's like my origin story. And then we follow that with Growing Up Female. So that's, I think it's, I'm not sure the time, but I think it's about 7.
Yep.
And then Saturday night, we're doing a discussion with Eric Hines, who's a very well-known film journalist coming out of New York City. I think he's arriving today, actually.
And Julia,
and I'll be arriving tomorrow.
Julia, yeah. I'll make sure I tell everyone, go over to the Walkers webpage. I'll link to all that a little bit later on. I'm out of time. My God, I could talk to you for a week. Julia Reichardt, thank you very much. Welcome to Minneapolis.
Matt.
Have a great weekend. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.